Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my listeners. This is the Anointed Word Ministry. I am so blessed to be here with you today. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to come before you and speak into your hearts the word of life. And to say to you at this point in time, we thank God for, and we thank God for strength. We thank God for being with us, going through when we felt that we could not make it, but the hand of God kept holding us up. He is an awesome God. He's a loving God. But I come to you today to speak to you. And the words that I will speak to you today, I pray, praise God, that you will be able, praise God, to hear the word, examine the word, and see what the Lord is saying to you. Amen. But today I want to come to you and just speak to you on, we as, praise God, ministers of God, of the Lord, mouthpiece for God, we must turn the people's hearts to the Lord, not to us. Everybody wants to be known for who they are. Or this is this preacher, this is that preacher, this is this evangelist. We are supposed to be giving the word of life to a dying world. Look to Jesus, not to us. But our messages is always about us, who we are, salvation. We must give the people the bread of life, the bread of life, God's word. When they see you, they should see God, not you, not me. But they should be able to look upon the Lord in your space. We're supposed to be speaking life through him. But everybody wants to be known of how they speak and how anointed they are and what they said. It's not about us. It's about the lost and the dying souls. We have turned this thing completely around. Everybody want to get up and act like they're this and they're that and they this. We are going about it. We're leading people to us, not to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And as I was studying yesterday, praise God, why do we look for prayers to pray or prayer books to read? The Word of God is our prayer book. First and ending of the Word is our prayer book. Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, all of these are our prayer book. The problem is, praise God, we listen to everybody speaking and you get confused because you hear this one speak, you hear that one speak, you hear this one speak, you hear that one speak. I'm reminded, praise God, that the words say once you become a child of God and that you receive the Holy Ghost, there is no need for anybody to teach you anything. For the Holy Ghost will teach you all things that you should know. And the Holy Ghost will teach you without lies, no pretense. He don't take away from the Lord's word. He gives it to you because the word of God is life. He gives you the word without taking away of and putting himself in the spotlight. Everybody's preaching and teaching. Listen to me. Their ministry, not God's ministry. And he's saying, praise God, why do we look for prayer to pray? When we have a prayer book, the Holy Bible, of prayers. One that does not need to try, praise God, to find prayers when they're there. We're supposed to be looking. We don't need to think about the prayers we're going to pray in the prayer book this one and the prayer book of that. The word of God, word, God's word, is everything that we need. But we have so many ministers that are preaching this and they're saying that. They're saying this vision. And then you take your eyes off of God and start following after man. This is why it's important. That's why David said, I meditate upon the word of God daily, nightly, all the time. He don't meditate upon the ministers preaching that he done or the message he give. He's been meditating on the word of God. Oh, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And as we read the word of God, we have a prayer life that we know not what to pray, for our spirit longs and it groans because we pray redundant prayers, because we speak redundant sentences and words. God, we're refreshed in the word every day. Every day. This is why David said he loved the word of God so he could meditate. Not on the message, not on the message somebody's given to you. You look into man, look to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, Spirit don't know, you don't know what to pray. We pray the same prayers over and over. Lord, Lord, watch over my children. Lord, Lord, watch over my home. Lord, Lord, keep me safe. Lord, Lord, protect me. Same prayers, pretty redundant. Yeah, God. He cut the Messiah. But if we do it the way the Lord say do it, we will go be able to go into the spirit realm. Yay, God. And the word of God, praise God, will open avenues that we may speak life. Glory to God. God has given us spiritual food. The word of God. All we need is the Holy Ghost and the word of God. But we pray the same thing over and over. God gonna bless you. God gonna do this. God gonna do that. God wants you to get in his word and learn of him. Learn of the messages and the preaching that the pastors are preaching. You must get into the word of God and learn it for yourself. Hallelujah. That's what the word says. I have no need that no man teach you. When the Holy Ghost comes, the unction of the Holy Ghost, glory to God. You learn, God teaches you, spirit realm. But you see, praise God, we're still living in the natural realm. We have not even learned how to transform into the spirit realm. Hey, my Shabaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because we're too busy listening to what other people say. I don't want to hear anymore about what somebody else is saying. I want to know what God is saying. God, talk to me. Talk to me, God. The book of Psalms, Proverbs, the word of God is our prayer book. The word, the word. The word he will not overturn or look or turn deaf ears to his word. When we pray, we give God his word back to him. Not something that we want to say, something that we want to talk about. No, give him back his word. Hallelujah. And he will not turn away from his word. He will not turn deaf ear to the prayers when you are praying his word. Turn around. It's all about us. How can we say we love the Lord with our whole heart, soul, mind, when we don't even know his word? You don't even know what the word says. Hallelujah. You're going on what somebody else said. No, you must get into the word. The Bible said in 2 Timothy, praise God, he said it. We must study to show ourselves approved unto not man, but God. And he will correct you if you're wrong. He will give you the right step to make. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, love me with your whole heart and soul. And when we do not know, He would teach us this, his word. God's word speaking to us. And when we learn the word of God and give them back to him, he honors his word. And he will never walk away and not back up his word. His word is his bond. He's a man of his word. We must go back to God. We are going to everybody but God. Pastor PJ, what did God say? What did he say? Every one of us have a chance, praise God, to know the word of God. Preacher, no preacher. We still should be knowing the word. The word not carried away with every wind of doctrine that so easily beset us and cause us, praise God, to stumble and fall. Jesus should be our self-focus. I don't care who preach on what, radio, TV, Facebook, whatever, in the field, God should be the center attraction. You should be seeing the God in that individual. Not, praise God, oh, she knows she preached. No, honey. If the Holy Ghost didn't do it, it's no good. It's no good. Go back and return back to the word of God to give the people, because people are dying without Christ. And there are people that hear the word, they go to church, they do all these things, but they don't know who Jesus is. They have no clue who he is, what he is, how he is. They have no idea. They just know they say they know. There's no more time to be short-stepping and not sure that you got the word of God dwelling in you. No more time. He said, I sent my word. That's what he said. And it healed them. How can somebody be healed when you don't even know and they don't even know how to send the word? My God. We have done this thing and jumbled it from the beginning. We should be, each one of us, praise God, should be walking epistles. But the word of God in us, building us, working in us, releasing in us, teaching in us, killing in us. Hey, God, yashala. But we don't, because we don't know the word of God. We don't know the word because we don't study the word. We don't read the word. We don't get in the word. We just listen to what other people say about the word. Glory to God. But the Lord is saying today, praise God, it's time now. All of that short mama jumbo stuff, get rid of that. You must know the word of God. That's what's going to save you and keep you in the trying times is the word, the word, the word of God. And today, praise God. And the word he gives them back. When we pray, we should be praying the word of God back to him. Not something we're trying to make up to pray because it sounds great, because it sounds good. Jesus. It should be the word of God that we give back to him, even in our prayer, in our study, giving his word back. He is used to his word. He can communicate it and connect to his word. We want to put our little bit in there. But you know I need, he told you that already in the word. I know your needs are far off before you ask me. I know your needs. You say, Lord, I know you said that supply my every need according to the riches and glory. Father, I stand on you. Don't fail. Your word don't fall. Your word don't disappear. Your word is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. But we can't say that because we ain't teaching and speaking no word. We speaking philosophy. Everything is a philosophy because we want to be connected to it. No. Give God his word back. And today I just want to talk a little bit, praise God, because he said, and the ungodly. This is the word. In Psalms he said, blessed is the one who does not walk in the steps with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the and who meditates on his law. Who law? The Lord's law. We meditate upon it day and night. We can't meditate upon it because we don't know it. We don't know it. So you can't meditate upon it. Meditate me. I read them. You go back and you meditate it. You pull it apart. God, what do you mean by this? Father, I hear what your word's saying, God. No, we said we meditate because it's something we want out of it. Give God his word back to him. The word of God is what matters. The word of God is what stands. The word of God is what heals. The word of God is what delivers. The word of God is what saves. Yes, Ikia Sabaya, Holy Ghost. Your word, God, your word, your word. That's what kindles the fire that burns. Hallelujah. And on his day, he said he meditate on his law day and night. The laws of the Lord is in his word. Not something you want to say. What did the word say? Jesus. Hey God. That person is like a tree planted by the springs of water, which yields its fruit and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever they do, it prospers. Why? Because it's built on the word. It's on the word of God. People say, I don't know how to pray. That's why you have to get your Bible. And you get your own Bible. You study the word. When you study the word, you can speak the word. God don't want to hear your philosophy conversations. He's not interested in that. Yeah, you're going through. You're supposed to go through. Because your works are being tried by the fire. Ah, God, you tell about that. Yeah, God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Not so that the wicked, they are like the chaff, praise God, that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous. But the way of the wicked leads to. So if we read and praise God, the book of Psalms, he says, the righteous and the ungodly. God deals with them. When David, praise God, was speaking of these things, praise God, and he was a writer, praise God, of. We know, praise God, that David had he won the accolades of God because God spoke to David. You are a man after my own heart, David. David wasn't going around with philosophy, foolishness. He was going because he was speaking the word of God. He had studied it. He had it in him. He had it on him. He had it with him. The word of God. Ha, God, Yahshabbat. Thank you, Jesus. And David was in the presence of the Lord. He sought the things of God, the word of God. See, praise God, the Psalms are the language of a believer's heart. Whenever mourning for sin and thirsting after God or rejoicing in him, whether burdened with affliction, struggling with temptation, or triumphant in the hope of of the enjoyment, praise God, of deliverance. Were they admiring of the divine perfection, thanking God for his mercy, meditating, praise God, on his truths. You can't meditate on something you don't know. You can't. We say, oh, I meditate. Meditate on who and what? You can only meditate on the word of God. God's word is what we should be meditating upon. Not something up. But what did God say? What did God's word say? And he said, praise God, for his enjoyment, his deliverance, for the admiring, the divine protection of perfection, thanking God for his mercy, meditating on his truth, or delighting in his service. They from a divinely appointed standard of experience, by which we may judge ourselves. Are you meditating upon God's word? Filled with meditation opportunities, by which we may what? Judge ourselves. Their value in this view is very great, and the use of them will increase with the growth of the power of truth. By the psalmist expression, the Spirit help us to pray. Who help us to pray? The Spirit of God help us. The Spirit of God would help us speak and speak the word of life to people. We praise God speaking. People not move because there's no life in the word we speak. No life. Dead works. You speak of what the flesh wants to hear. Speak what the Spirit can recognize and grab hold to and connect, hallelujah, to the word of God. Spirit can connect to the word. Yes. The Spirit is familiar to us, whatever we have to ask at the throne of grace by way of confession and petition of thanksgiving, we must be assisted. From which, wherever it is working in us, holy desires of hope, sorrows of joy, we must hear fine words, praise God, to close it. Sound speech, which cannot be condemned in the language of the divine book, the prayers and the praises, praise God, of God, that is being offered up to the throne of grace. Holiness, happiness of a godly man, and the misery of a wicked man, the ground and the reason are both. To meditate in God's word, not your words, not your thoughts, what you think. What do you think? It's not important that. It's in what God thinks. We meditate in God's word and to his discourse with ourselves concerning the great things concerning in it, which close application of mind and fixedness of thought. We must have constant regard, hallelujah, to the word of God, constant regard to the word of God. But we want to substitute the word. There is life in the word. The Bible says, let the wheat and the tare grow together, but God will separate. He'll separate. We must have constant regard to the word of God as the rule of our action and the spring of our comfort, and have it on night and day, the word on our thoughts, night and day. Not because, guess what, we got a word to speak, or you want to say you preach it, or you this and that. No, baby, we must have the word in us and on us at all times, night and day. For this purpose, No time is amiss. The ungodly are the reverse. They are a reverse, both in character and condition. The ungodly, praise God, are not so. They are led by the counsel of the wicked. In the way of the sinners, to the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. They have no delight in the law of the Lord. They bring forth no fruit but what is evil. The righteous are like useful, fruitful trees. The ungodly are like the chaff which the wind drives away, the dust which the owner of the floor desires to have driven away as not being of any use. They are no worth in God's account, how highly soever they may value themselves. They are easily driven to and fro by every wind of temptation. The word of God has everything we need. God's word is sent for us and settled, and it is not being moved. Not one tittle jot of God's word has failed. It still stands. We must be walking epistles for the word, in the word, and the word in us, and we in the word. This religious thing has just been turned in and out backwards. Under and out, over and under, just been messed up. So everybody now want to act like they got it like that. The only way we should have it is the way God said we should get it. We must get in the word of God, hallelujah. Not to be so, praise God, acted that we want people to look upon us. No, don't look upon me. My flesh, your flesh. You must lead the people to Christ. Lead them to Christ. Don't put me on a pedestal. Lead them to Christ. To eternal life. To eternal life. They are not even worthy of God's account. We are not. We're easily driven. We're tossed to and fro by every wind of temptation. We just like the chaff that be driven away by the wind. But he is coming. Whose fan is in his hand? And who will thoroughly purge the floor? Those that by their own sin and foolishness make themselves a chaff. Nothing. Will be found so before the whirlwind and the fire of divine wrath. Those that are their own sin, the doom of the ungodly is fixed. But whosoever sinners become sensible of his guilt and misery, he may be admitted into the company of the righteous by Christ. The living way. We must turn to God at all, at any choice. We must lead people to Christ, not lead people to our ministry. Not lead people, praise God, to our sin. Because they like the way you sound. There is no life in it. There is no salvation in it. Lead them to Christ. Show them Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. No man is saved but through Jesus Christ. No man is washed but through the blood of Jesus. The living way. And become in Christ a new creature. He has a new desire, new pleasures, new hope. No fears, no sorrow. The companion, praise God, of God. His thoughts and words and actions are changed. He entered in on a new state and bears a new, praise God, a new character. Oh, all things are becoming new by the divine grace which changes his soul into the image of the Redeemer. We must lead people to Christ, not to us, not to your ministry. No. We must be leading, praise God, to God's ministry. The ministry, praise God, that will stand forever. And that is the ministry of Christ, by giving them the word of God. Hallelujah. Words. Stop adding word and philosophy together. Everybody want to sound great, rhyme and match. Give the people the word of God. The true life giver is Christ. Lead them to Christ. We've been leading people to us all these years. And there's some done led them and got up and left them. Now they really come to you now. They lead them and they leave them. Ha! Huh. Lead people to Christ. Put their eyes on Christ. Don't look to me, but look to Christ. In his word. In his word. Hallelujah. Praise God, they would know how different the character and the end of their ungodliness. God has changed their life. People's lives can only be changed, hallelujah, through the word of God. Through the word of God, not my life, not even my testimony. The word changes people. You need the word of God. We must meditate on the word daily. Read it daily. Get it in you, not on you. Get the word of God in you. The word in you. And then when you do that, you have Christ in you. He will dwell on the inside and work his way to the outside. It is time for us to just praise God. Really, really think upon our salvation. Don't be a castaway. You preach to everybody else and you be lost. You telling them what to do, but you ain't doing it. Hey, God, Yashababosha. It's time to examine ourselves. Know we're doing it God's way, not the way we think. And every time God is talking to you all the time, he's talking. Citizen, God, what is the plan for this? God, what is the plan for this? God, what you want me to do with that? We just go there and think God is really, really talking to us. What good is it being a doer, a hearer, and not a doer? You hear him, but you don't do it. Hey, God, Yashababalosha. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost fire. Just your way. You know what I think? Praise God. And I know, praise God, it is happy to ask God for no new anointing for a ministry. Father God, deliver. They didn't say anything. All they asked God for was, Lord, teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray. That's all they have asked the Lord for. We ask him for cars and homes and finances and marriages and husbands and all kind of stuff. Because if we were seeking him as he said, we would have to ask him for anything. He would already supply it. Why? Because he said it. He already said it. If you first seek me in the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, whatever you ask, I'll give it. I'll give it to you before you ask me. You don't have to remind God. God is not a deaf God. He's not a blind God. He's not a God that he cannot reach. He's a complete God. He know more about what you need than you know yourself. He know more, praise God, about what you're going to go through than you know yourself. He know you. He created you. Thank you, Jesus. He created you that you may know. And he know everything about you. There is no secret that he do not know. Let us seek fully and constantly God, his word, so that we may be able to speak as David. I can meditate upon the word day and night. I'm able to meditate upon the word. And God, truly hear your voice. And not only hear it, God, but help me to obey it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for this book of Psalms. Because you say to me, you know the godly and the ungodly. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Lord, I bless your name. I bless your name. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are the true and the living God. You change not. You don't change. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your grace and mercy. And I say, amen. Amen. To you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.